Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
President Donald Trump's statement on Holy Week created a stir. He said that he and Melania join in prayer with Christians celebrating the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the living Son of God who conquered death, freed us from sin, and unlocked the gates of heaven for all of humanity. The theologically robust statement isn't the kind of thing Americans have heard from recent presidents, but our previous presidents have publicly acknowledged Christian truths throughout our history. Critics will say that Trump's statement conflates church and state, but supporters argue that there must be a collective moral compass widely embraced in order for us to have maximum freedom. A robust Christianity has undergirded our institutions and government, and we're better for it.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.